Hey everybody, this is Hunter Williams. I hope you are doing amazing wherever you are at in the world. Today's video is going to be everything you must know about DSIP, otherwise known as Delta Sleep Inducing Peptide. So one of the most common questions I get asked by people on my channel and coaching clients and people in our private community is, what can I do to sleep better? I seriously think that maybe one out of three or one out of two people, at least in the United States and probably across the world right now, have struggles or problems with sleep. So today I'm going to be explaining how you can use Delta Sleep Inducing Peptide, aka DSIP, to improve your sleep quality and overall your life quality, because there will be one thing in your life that will absolutely guarantee you have a pretty good life or a pretty bad life, and that is how well you sleep. So that's what we're going to be breaking down today. I'm just going to talk about the background on DSIP, what it does, what actually Delta Sleep means, because I think we need to understand what Delta Sleep is before we use the Delta Sleep Inducing Peptide. So I'm going to be covering all that. I'm going to talk about the benefits of it, the dosage, how to use it, and how to reconstitute it if you get it, you know, like in a 5 milligram vial or whatever it is, and then just any side effects you should be aware of going forward using it. But as you'll see, this is a pretty cool peptide, and also if you stick around to the end, I will talk about different peptides you can stack it with to get the most bang for your buck when it comes to using this peptide and maximizing your sleep cycle, because there's a lot of other things that don't have to be peptides you can use for sleep, but there's other peptides that people don't typically think of that do well for sleep that you could use as well. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Hunter. I talk about peptides, fat loss, and hormones. If you want to sign up for my email list, you can grab the peptide cheat sheet. It teaches you everything you need to know about peptides. And that's all I'll say about that. There's been some weird things going on my channel lately. They took the subscribe button away for a couple days or something like that. They'll turn comments on, they'll turn comments off. But so far, everything looks good. So definitely drop your comments if you have questions or anything like that down below, and I will do my best to get back to those. So without further ado, I'm going to pull up my screen, and today we're going to talk about Delta Sleep Inducing Peptide. All right, let's jump into it. So today's going to be everything you should know about Delta Sleep Inducing Peptide. So DSIP is basically a small peptide with significant biological activity. It's primarily recognized for its ability to induce delta wave sleep. Dead giveaway, right? Which is essential for the body's restorative functions. It was discovered in 1994, and it's been extensively researched for its potential applications in sleep regulation, stress management, and immune system interactions, among others. So let's jump into what DSIP actually does. So I want to preface this because people often think that DSIP is a peptide that is going to help them fall asleep. Spoiler alert, DSIP does not help you fall asleep. It helps with delta sleep. So let's look into what delta sleep actually is. So delta sleep is also known as deep sleep or slow wave sleep. So when you hear delta sleep, just think deep sleep. It refers to the third stage of the non-rapid eye movement sleep phase. So it's characterized by the following features. Delta waves. So the brain produces delta waves, which are high amplitude but slow brain waves, and they're indicative of deep sleep. So it's basically just the electric signature of your brain when you're in a deep sleep phase, which unfortunately most people do not get into today. So these waves are the slowest and highest amplitude brain waves, occurring at a frequency of 0.5 to 2 hertz. So delta sleep is considered the most restorative phase of sleep, essential for physical health. During this stage, the body repairs and regrows tissues, builds bone and muscle, and strengthens the immune system. It's basically everything we need from sleep. It's very difficult to awaken during this sleep phase, so individuals are hardest to awaken during delta sleep. If awakened, they may feel disoriented for a few minutes. I know that feeling, and I'm sure you do as well, kind of when you wake up and you're like, what is going on? I have no idea who I am or where I'm at. It's noted to have reduced physiological activity. So, your heart rate, your breathing rate, and your blood pressure reach their lowest levels during deep sleep, allowing for physical rest and recovery. There is also energy conservation. So this stage plays a significant role in energy conservation and restoration. There's memory consolidation going on. So deep sleep is crucial for memory consolidation, particularly for procedural and spatial memories. So during this time, your brain, in whatever way it does, is basically like rewiring everything that you learn throughout the day and condensing it into your memory. It decreases with age, which is, again, another thing that people struggle with their aging is sleep, and especially getting to a deep sleep cycle. So the amount of delta sleep decreases significantly with age, particularly for procedural and spatial memories. There is limited dreaming actually going on in this phase. So dreaming occurs in all stages of sleep, but is less common in deep sleep compared to REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep. So the dreams in delta sleep tend to be less vivid or memorable. So who knows what we're actually dreaming in delta sleep. But it's critical for well-being. So chronic disruptions in deep sleep have been linked to various health issues, including heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and Alzheimer's. Deep sleep lasts longer during the first half of the night and decreases in duration with each sleep cycle. So delta sleep is a crucial component for the sleep cycle, ensuring that the body and brain function at their best. And its restorative properties underscore the importance of achieving adequate deep sleep for overall health and well-being. So what does the DSIP peptide actually do then? Well, it helps with delta sleep. So the primary mechanism is believed to involve in crossing the blood-brain barrier, which indicates its act to the brain. And this is why it's able to help with sleep. Once it gets there, so it crosses the blood-brain barrier, it modulates neurotransmitter levels, potentially altering brain activity to favor sleep induction. Then we have endocrine regulation. So the peptide has been observed to influence the secretion of LH and GH, which are luteinizing hormone and growth hormone, hinting at a role in endocrine regulation. And its interaction with the GABAergic systems is crucial for its sleep-promoting effects, enhancing GABA's inhibitory action on the nervous system. I actually put this in there twice. So obviously, like we said, it influences LH and GH. It also plays a role in stress. So DSEP may play a role in reducing stress, regulating the body's stress response systems. It's also been shown to affect the immune system, possibly modulating cytokine production and immune cell activity. And then it also helps with oxidative stress. So research suggests DSIP can have antioxidant properties, protecting cells from oxidative damage. So basically what happens is our body on a regular basis is exposed to oxidative stress, whether that's through oxidation itself or different toxins, chemicals, pollutants in the air. Working out is a stress. Any stress in the body pretty much turns into oxidative stress, which causes oxidation, which ends up causing aging and causes us to die. So things like antioxidants help prevent and reduce this amount of oxidative stress on the body, and DSIP is known to have oxidative stress or reduction properties. So it's pretty cool in that sense because, you know, like all of the peptides and everything is really just to reduce oxidative stress and help control insulin signaling, which are two of the biggest causes of aging. So let's move along to the benefits, which kind of go hand in hand with some of the mechanisms. So it promotes deep restorative sleep by inducing delta wave activity, which is essential for physical and mental recovery. It supports muscle recovery and growth by optimizing sleep and possibly influencing growth hormone levels. So I want to be very clear. If you struggle with sleep in terms of falling asleep, delta sleep-inducing peptide will not help you fall asleep whatsoever. It will not make you groggy. It will not make you drowsy. It will help you get deep restorative sleep. So here's the kicker. Some people can't fall asleep and some people sleep, you know, 4 or 5 hours a night. And that's obviously bad, right? But some people sleep 8 hours a night and they still don't get the deep sleep that they need. And this is where DSIP could really benefit you. And I'm going to talk a little bit later in the video about different peptides that can help you fall asleep. But understand that if you can't fall asleep, you're not going to take DSIP and it's not going to make you fall asleep. I want to make that very clear. However, if you struggle with waking up in the middle of the night and struggling going back to sleep for whatever reason, I think a lot of that can be due to blood sugar levels because a lot of people are doing low carb and carnivore and keto and their blood sugar drops later in the night because they don't have any serotonin signaling from carbohydrates later in the day. That could be a potential cause for them waking up in the middle of the night. But anyway, DSIP can help with that. So it reduces stress and anxiety, potentially improving overall well-being and mental health. I mean, I don't know that anyone that ever improved their sleep didn't reduce stress and anxiety. It just kind of goes hand in hand. Like I said, it may boost immune system function, offering better resistance against infections and diseases. It can also improve cognitive functions and memory by enhancing sleep quality and reducing stress. And it may have therapeutic applications in treating sleep disorders and sleep disturbances. And here we go. The anxiolytic and antidepressant potential of DSIP suggests uses in psychological and mental health therapies. So, you know, I don't know. This is one of those things like chicken or the egg argument. I think DSIP is good at helping you sleep. And when you sleep better, you have less anxiety and less depression. That is just like kind of basic 101, like human biology. But then it's also kind of like cool too, because it's like, hey, I have depression, anxiety. You may not know that you're not getting in a deep sleep phase for whatever reason. And I don't know the best way to track that. I don't know if it's like an Oura ring or whatever. I don't personally use those because I think they just do more harm than good. It's a different topic for a different video. But yeah, it's going to help reduce anxiety and depression, as I think like improving sleep will. So are there any side effects? So generally reported as safe. I haven't seen in myself or any other people like any sort of weird side effects, you know, like a lot of other peptides have. If there's anything, it can induce mild headaches and nausea, which is kind of like the main side effect you'll see with peptides. Drowsiness, fatigue. I hope it induces drowsiness, fatigue, probably not as much as some other peptides, because that's the intended purpose. You know, reactions are just going to be individual. Some users report changes in dream intensity or recall. So this kind of depends on, I think, probably like your sleep architecture and patterning before taking D-SIP. So I think if anything, it's going to improve that. You know, just got to be careful of the dose and obviously talk to your doctor before starting anything like that. So let's look at dosing. So the starting dose is going to be usually like 100 to 150 milligrams, or excuse me, micrograms, not milligrams. So 150 micrograms, and you can titrate up to 250 micrograms. So the most common route of administration is going to be subcutaneous or intramuscular. I like subcutaneous. How often should you do it? Well, nightly for sleep, and I kind of use it like on an as-needed basis. So if you're really, really struggling with sleep, just use it every night until your sleep starts to improve and until you like get into better sleep patterning. And I think that will be get better sleep patterning so that you don't become dependent on D-SIP. Not that that would necessarily be a bad thing. I'd rather be dependent on D-SIP than something like Ambien. But anyway, you know, obviously, as always with peptides, start low and go slow. Start low and then adjust as needed in order to get the most out of it. You know, this can individual vary, but as with most peptides, I will say most men and women are going to be the same. So unless you're an extreme outlier, like extremely tiny or extremely large, you're probably going to be like right in that dosage. And you want to take this 1 to 3 hours before bed. So I like to time it up, you know, at least 1 hour before bed. So don't take it right before bed. Take it like 1 hour before bed. So it really has time to go to work and kind of peak when you're getting into that delta sleep phase, which is usually like, you know, like in the third phase of non-REM sleep. So, you know, as needed, use it. I would just say if you have been using it every single day for 8 weeks, you know, take at least, you know, 2 or 3 weeks off, ideally 8 weeks, because that's just the rule of thumb of peptides. But you could use it like 5 days on and 2 days off and do pretty good, or just do it every other day and not really have to worry about, you know, tolerance buildup. And this is one of those more things, like what's more important to you? Is it getting deep sleep or is it having tolerance build up to a peptide? I think the answer is it's much more important to get deep sleep. I wouldn't really worry about tolerance build up to a peptide unless of case you're using this, but hey, I would rather build up tolerance to this and have to increase the dose on this way more than I would want to ever have to use Ambien or one of those other crazy drugs to do so. So everyone's favorite part, peptides to stack with D-SIP. So the number one is tesamorelin. Yes, the growth hormone peptide tesamorelin is a great peptide to stack with D-SIP. Why? Because tesamorelin will help you fall asleep. It will also increase the levels of growth hormone while you're sleeping, which are going to help you get into a deep sleep cycle anyway, and pair really well and nicely with with D-SIP. So the first one is tesamorelin. I really like orexin A. So orexin A is a peptide that improves cognitive function and alertness, which you wouldn't think would be the problem with sleep. But what it does is it helps regulate the circadian rhythm. So most people's circadian rhythms, probably including mine sometimes, are completely messed up, whether it's traveling or just having, you know, blue lights around us all the time or whatever. So I really like orexin A. And then pinealon. So pinealon is typically paired with Epitalon, but you could use it for sleep. So pinealon is a bioregulator peptide. So it enhances the neuroprotective and cognitive benefits supporting brain health and function alongside these sleep improvements. And is obviously optimizing the pineal gland to produce melatonin. So it works really well in conjunction with D-SIP just because it helps with melatonin release, which is going to help with sleep. So I would find anybody hard pressed if you paired all three of these things with D-SIP and you can't sleep and you can't sleep after this, something is really wrong, and it could be, you know, a psychological or an emotional stressor, which is obviously real and affects sleep. Not only is this going to help with sleep, but the downstream effects of sleep, like immune function, like cognitive function, are just going to improve when you're stacking all these peptides, and they all work really well together. And believe me, they're way, way better than taking something crazy like Ambien. So that's pretty much it. Just in summary, so D-SIP has a lot of allure, but I want people to be very specifically understanding that D-SIP does not help you fall asleep. You will have to use something, you know, even if that's just magnesium to help you fall asleep or glycine to help you fall asleep, or you could use magnesium glycinate, to help you fall asleep. understand that delta sleep inducing peptide will not help you fall asleep. It helps you get into a deeper sleep cycle. So that's something that a lot of us could use, but a lot of us have trouble falling asleep, and this peptide isn't going to help with that. It's going to help you stay asleep and get into a deep sleep cycle. Now, if you are waking up in the middle of the night, like I said earlier, this would be a great peptide for you to help you get through that process of staying asleep through the middle of the night. So I know a lot of men too, as they get older, their prostate gets enlarged and they have to get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. I haven't heard of any evidence saying that this helps with that, but my thought would be that it would help you at least stay asleep where you don't dysregulate your sleep and have to wake up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. So that is all for the slides. So hopefully that tells you everything you need to know about DSIP or Delta Sleep Inducing Peptide. Now, one of the most common questions I get asked is, how do I use it and where do I use it? Obviously, like I said, you use, 150 to 250 micrograms via a subcutaneous injection. Hypothetically speaking, what I would do is get a 5 milligram vial and I would put 2 milliliters of water. Now that vial is 2.5 milligrams per milliliter concentration. And 250 micrograms is 1/10 of 2.5 milligrams. So that would be 10 units out of the 100 units on an insulin syringe because it's 0.1 ml. And then I would divide that in half. So that would be 5 units. And so it actually would be a very tiny amount if that happens to be the amount of bacteriostatic water you put into the vial. So hypothetically speaking, that's what I would do. I don't make any medical advice or recommendations, but that's what I personally do if I'm using DSIP. So pretty small amount, but you can check it out and then experiment on yourself or your lab rat, whatever you so choose to use. But this is definitely one of those that just goes, it's not like a bleeding neck problem peptide, but it is one that like just adds to the overall sharpness and function of the body. And a lot of times people ask me like, what are the best nootropic peptides? Because they want to like enhance their brain function. And I always say, what is the main thing that you're looking to do? Most oftentimes they use nootropic peptides because they have a hormonal deficiency, which oftentimes can be created from lack of sleep. So this is kind of one of those things. It's like a foundational peptide. It's not going to be one that, like you're using to like supercharge yourself. You're going to use this to get into a deeper sleep cycle, which is going to cause like the underlying mechanisms of the body to work a lot more efficiently and a lot sharper. So that's all I got on Delta Sleep Inducing Peptide. Hopefully that explains everything you need to know and how to use it. If you have questions, comments, concerns, please leave those below. And I will see you guys in the next video. Peace.